I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
Okay, if you're going to be sliding down a chimney, you better be Saint Nick. Because otherwise this might happen to you. You might be our dummy of the day. The fire department in Tucson, Arizona got a call on Friday afternoon. So not even at night, but just in the good old afternoon, maybe after happy hour.
Uh-oh.
People heard someone, Mackenzie, yelling for help from inside a vacant house. Help!
Oh my God.
Help!
That's so creepy. I mean, obviously, if you're emergency service people, you got to rush in there.
Yeah, you got to do something. And it's like, well, what's going on in that vacant house? I can't even talk. I hope they're okay. It turned out a guy in his mid-30s tried to get in the house, not by breaking down a door or a window. He said, you know what I'll do? I'm a big fan of St. Nicholas. The guy tried sliding down the chimney. Has anybody ever gotten on top of the roof and looked at a chimney? Only Santa can get through that thing magically, because I don't even think it's like two feet by one. It's so small.
And it's so dirty.
I'm not even worried about the dirt, because he's like, yeah, it sits all over me. This is, it's going to ruin my jacket. But you're right, though. I don't care if you're a little beanpole. You're not sliding down that thing. And yeah, the dude, he got stuck. Firefighters, thankfully, were able to rescue him, and cops arrested the guy for trespassing. Imagine this, drug possession, and an outstanding warrant. But I don't understand. I wish they would have gave me more details in the story I found. Like, why did he think, this is how I'll get into the vacant building?
This is a good idea. Can you imagine, though, that conversation between, people were like, do you hear something? Like, in the distance?
No.
I'm glad they were like, nah, forget it.
That right there is your dummy of the day.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandmackenzie.com.
I just had to look into this, but maybe you know more about this, Mackenzie, or Liv does. Has anybody seen like the LOL dolls, I think they're called? And there's like now, I think, an LOL surprise doll.
Yes. Well, they're LOL surprise dolls, and now there's boys.
Oh, yeah,
there's something a little extra that comes with the boy dolls.
Really?
Okay. They're not like Ken dolls. They're they have like anatomy, and they are, they got little stuff down there.
They're packing the heat.
Well, they're packing it?
So to speak.
Okay, cool. I want to talk more about this and get everybody's thoughts, what they think about this, because it is, like you're saying, a little bit different than the way things used to be with like Ken dolls.
It's like a surprise in the LOL surprise.
There's your surprise. 833-563-2539 for you to get in the conversation. That's coming up in less than 10 minutes. We're Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.